control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And we'll kick off this hour by getting to a story out of the federal level, Mark. You've got some details on just how sweet, sweet, sweet it can be to work for the federal government.
From the USA, from USAtoday.com, the number of federal workers earning six-figure salaries has exploded during the recession, according to a USA Today analysis of federal salary data. Federal employees making salaries of $100,000 or more jumped from 14% to 19% of civil servants during the recession's first 18 months, and that's before overtime pay and bonuses are counted. And if I don't know what federal bonuses and overtime pay is like, but I know when it comes to cops on a local state and county level, it's huge. Maybe it's a lot, maybe it's a little, maybe it depends. Federal workers are enjoying an extraordinary boom time in pay and hiring during a recession that has cost 7.3 million jobs in the private sector. The highest paid federal employees are doing best of all on salary increases. Defense Department civilian employees earning $150,000 or more increased from $1,800 in December to 2007 in December 2007 to $10,000 in June 2009.
Okay,
so it's like a jump of 400%, maybe more.
Making more than how much?
Excuse me, it's more like 600%.
Making more than how much?
150,000.
Went up from 1,800 people to over
1,868 people in December 2007. So then another 18 months later, in June 2009, it was 10,100.
Wow.
It's an incredible jump.
That's huge.
Yeah.
$150,000? I mean, that's a pretty big salary for most people. What, the average American making, what, 20? Something like that? 25?
I think it would be, I don't know, 35. But
35?
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's not a lot in comparison.
When the recession started, the Transportation Department had only one person earning a salary of $170,000 or more. 18 months later, almost 1,700 employees had salaries above $170,000.
Wow.
Gosh. And that's just
a lot of money.
Yeah. Transportation
just
department.
Just the transportation department.
Yeah. A trend to six-figure salaries is occurring throughout the federal government. Agencies big and small, high-tech, low-tech. The primary cause, substantial pay raises and new salary rules. There's no way
they take care of their own, huh? And
I've got the wrong job.
Right. I mean, who's getting increases of, I understand some places you get increases in cost of living as far as inflation and all that, but that's...
In the private sector? Sometimes. But that's been stopped in most private sector businesses during the recession.
Our raise rate is like 2% or something really minor
now. Yeah, that's less than the rate of inflation.
Yeah,
far less.
Absolutely, is.
That's less than the stated rate of inflation, and these guys sound like they're way above the rate of inflation.
What do you expect? These are the people that are making the money. These are the people that are running the government. They get paid because you have to pay them, or you go to jail. I mean, that's a pretty good business model. I don't understand why we haven't employed it here on Free Talk Live. Why is it that we don't force businesses to advertise on Free Talk Live? Otherwise, the guy in charge goes to jail.
Well, because we're just not like that. Because
it would require a big band of goons with guns to enforce it.
It's because we honor our neighbors' choices, and we would never consider forcing our way upon others. We offer our product and service on a voluntary basis to others who are interested in consenting to purchasing Free Talk Live's advertising. But these people don't play that game.
There's no way to justify this to the American people. It's ridiculous, says Representative Who Cares from Utah.
Yeah, after he voted for his pay raise, right?
Yeah, a first-term lawmaker who's in the House's Federal Workforce Subcommittee. Jessica Clement, a government affairs director for the Federal Managers Association, says the federal workforce is highly paid because the government employs skilled people such as scientists, physicians, and lawyers. She says federal employees make 26% less than private workers for comparable jobs.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. USA Today analyzed the Office of Personnel Management's database that tracks salaries.
How many private jobs are sit around and do nothing? Because that's what a lot of government jobs effectively are.
Who can dispute what this one says? I mean, I want to see the data. You know.
Yeah.
Let's see. USA Today analyzed the Office of Personnel Management's database that tracks salaries of more than 2 million federal workers, excluded the OPM's data, the White House, Congress, the Postal Service from the OPM's data, the White House, Congress, Postal Service, intelligent agencies, and uniformed personnel. The growth in six-figure salaries has pushed the average federal worker's pay to, $71,000.
Average.
Compared with $40,000 in the private sector.
That is just shocking.
That's almost double.
Yeah, they're very
good. Plus the perks. Wait. Plus the perks, right? Because we're just talking about the cash that they get in their paycheck, right? At $71,000, that's what they're getting paid. But that doesn't include the medical coverage. You know, the federal government's medical coverage and
probably
the pensions.
Probably everything. I think that the federal government probably has the best perks ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, governments are known for being sweet, sweet, cushy jobs. And then we're not even talking about the pensions here. So these people are getting $71,000 on average all the way up until they retire. And you only need to work, what, 20 years for the state until you can retire typically?
It's probably 30.
I've heard 20. Maybe it's only 20 if you're a cop. But anyway, I know there are some government roles in which you can retire after 20 years. So you work 20 or 30 years for $71,000, plus you keep getting the sweet pay raises over time. By the time it's all over and done with, there's some sort of formula that basically gives you a decent percentage of that every single year thereafter, right? It's not the full amount, is it? when you get your pension from the state? They don't give you the full amount, do they?
I don't know anything about pensions from the state, man.
But whatever it is, it's sweet.
Whatever these people are getting, it's a heck of a lot more than the average American's getting. And some of the key reasons are pay hikes. Then-President Bush recommended and Congress approved across-the-board raises of 3% in January 08 and 3.9% in January 09. President Obama has recommended 2% pay raises in January 10, 2010.
What a conservative.
Yeah, that's the smallest since 1975. The smallest since 1975. Most federal workers also get longevity pay hikes called steps that average 1.5 per year.
Jeez.
New pay system. Congress created a new national security personnel system for the Defense Department to reward merit. In addition to the across-the-board increases, the merit raises, which started in January 2008, were larger than expected and rewarded high-ranking employees because they were the ones that deserved it most, right? I mean, obviously, somebody's rating this merit, and the higher you go up in the ladder, the more likely these people are to rate themselves well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not themselves, but each other well, I guess.
Yeah, well, of course. If they all scratch each other's backs. I mean, that's what happens at the legislative level, where the Republicans help the Democrats, and the Democrats help the Republicans, and they all vote for each other's stuff for the most part.
You remember the caller last night, Alex, who called in and said that you know they were in college, and the lab said that they would grade each other's work. And he
you
know, stepped up in front of the class and says, "Hey, let's everybody give each other 100%," and they did. I mean, that's how it works, people.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Right.
Pay caps eased. Many top civil servants are prohibited from making more than the agency's leader. But if Congress lifts the boss's salary, others get raises too.
Mm-hmm.
When the Federal Aviation Administration's chief salary rose, nearly 1,700 employees had their salaries lifted above $170,000 too. So,
wow.
There you go.
There you go, indeed.
So when you're out there struggling, lost your job and all that other stuff, the federal government's employees are getting raise after raise after raise.
And that's going to be an attractive point that they make when they're recruiting people. I mean, you were talking about the Facebook ads that you've seen where they're recruiting people into being on SWAT teams and stuff like that. They're also just recruiting in general. We shared a story with you where they need something like 600,000. They claim they need something like 600,000 federal employees over the next however many years because there's a bunch of baby boomers, effectively, that are getting ready to retire that work for the federal government, and so they need to bring young people in there. I mean, that's a sexy selling point. Hey, you can come, do next to nothing, and make $70,000 a year.
Especially in a time when people are noticing that it's a lot more difficult to get a job.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231.
This is how the beast eats itself.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It can't eat itself fast enough, though, let me tell you. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Your calls are next. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states, and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get 3 bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the chat room. Head over to chat.freetalklive.com. Best time is during the show. You'll find various different listeners there you can interact with at chat.freetalklive.com. Now, are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-oriented people were all moving to the same place and getting active, Would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. To your calls we go. It's Bill in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Good evening, Noel.
Hey, Bill. What's on your mind tonight?
Actually, I want to respond to something that you said on last night's show. You were talking about doing radio broadcasts, and you said that it was easy. And, you know, you said it's not like a job, you know, a job where you do hard work, like laying brick or something like that. And I actually, while I have to give props to your, you know, your humble perspective of that, I have to disagree because, to me, doing any kind of media broadcast would be the most tedious and most arduous task. And, you know, that's really, in a lot of ways, that's where the money is, you know, mass media of any kind.
There's not much money in radio, let me tell you. That maybe those TV people are getting paid really well, but...
Well, I mean, once you've gotten to that point, certainly, and built that kind of following. But, I mean, it's just, to me, it's so tedious. You know, the time limits, the, okay, I've got this hard break, I've got so many calls I got to get in, and... Just the tediousness of sitting there in front of a screen and punching things in on the computer is just
Certainly, I mean, in the world we live in with the division of labor, you can be and do pretty much anything that you want to be and do, and inevitably some people are going to not be interested in work like this, and thank goodness, because it means it's less competition for me.
My back's bag, I can't throw a concrete block, you know?
But some people would find this work tedious. I absolutely agree with you. Some people would find laying bricks to be tedious, and I would be one of those people.
I'd be the guy happier, and I've got the bad back too, but I would much rather be laying the brick or just doing something outside than sitting and going, okay, I've got to micromanage every 30 seconds. But
yeah, some people love being outside and doing that physical labor stuff. I could, I'm sure, do some of it. I'm not really built for that, but I'm sure I'd get more built if I did more physical labor. There is that factor.
And my last point on that is, I just have to say, you and Mark both, I let a guy listen to the, over the phone, listen to one of your broadcasts, and, you know, he immediately said, that guy's doing what he should be doing. You're a, as far as I'm concerned, you're a born radio host, and Mark is a born salesman.
People are
geared for certain things.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because when I first started in radio, I was 16, I guess, no, I was 17. I was 17 when I first got my, internship down in Sarasota, Florida. And I remember at the time I was working at the Big Kmart down there. And one of my coworkers, who's just, you know, was a nice, sweet, sweet old older lady, told me that she didn't think that she didn't think I had the voice for radio. And so back then, if I had listened to what she had said, then I would have, maybe I shouldn't be in radio. But I didn't, of course, listen to what she said, and I didn't listen to the government bureaucrat at the school that I was going to who tried to talk me out of becoming an intern at a radio station because it just involves menial labor, and, you know, that's not a very good interning opportunity. So if I'd listened to any of those people, I wouldn't be in radio today. But my point being, you're saying, oh, well, you're born for radio. They would have tried to keep me out. So it just all depends, I guess, on your perspective. I mean, you hear me on the radio, so inevitably it might sound like I was supposed to be on the radio or something like that. Does that make sense?
Good boy.
I don't know if it makes sense.
Well, just keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, though I do stand behind my assertion that the radio business in general, maybe not necessarily the task of being on the air, that can be fairly high stress, I think, for people. I mean, it takes practice. It certainly takes practice.
First time I was on the air on Oldies 108 in Sarasota, Florida, I thought I was going to pass out. I mean, just the rush of blood to my head and stuff.
Now, you would just have been in there as like a sidekick or something, right? Just as a sales guy coming in to talk about something.
Right, just to talk about something. I had set up a deal where we were sending, this ministry group was going to Haiti to deliver some school supplies for the radio station. I was going to go along. They asked me if I wanted to go along. I said, sure, I've never been to Haiti. I got my passport. Let's rock and roll. And so they sort of asked me about, you know, going. And then when I came back, they asked me about coming back. And, you know, that was the experience.
But when you think about it, that radio station, I mentioned that the last station we worked at was run by a drunk. The general manager of the station was,
yes.
would literally walk out of the radio station at high noon when the bar opened, go two doors down on Main Street in Sarasota, Florida, go to the Gator Club for several hours, come back at 4 in the afternoon, three sheets to the wind. There was that guy. But since you mentioned Oldies 108, the former program director of that radio station, and I ended up working with him at that other station that we worked at as well, that guy's a total loser. He ended up... nice enough, again, nice guy. I liked him personally, but he ended up, like, smoking crack and still holding down his job. And at the same time, he got into some, because of the crack smoking, got into some nasty dealings with his wife, and things started to go bad in his life. But my point is, he was never really a big winner. He was known for coming in chronically late and having issues, big time issues. But this guy was a program director at a radio station.
He had a level of talent, I must say.
There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I mean, but my point was that he's definitely was very, very flawed in a way that in any other job, in any other profession,
right,
would have gotten him booted the hell out the door. So, yeah.
There is a certain amount of forgiveness in the radio industry. But once you cross the line, it's kind of over for you. So, and you never know. The line moves.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Julia, you're the newest at doing the radio thing here, and you're certainly not a paid radio personality, and you've never had experience before doing Free Talk Live. Is it hard to do radio?
Well, it's not really hard, and it's certainly gotten easier. But, I mean, there are times when it's like there's just certain subjects or whatever that I just don't feel like commenting on, and I feel a little pressure to try to come up with something to say, and that can be stressful.
I can understand that. It is, like I say, something that that definitely takes practice. But then again, so does anything that, you know, involves some level of skill. I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't particularly think radio involves that much skill. I really don't. I think there are some people that are immensely talented, and they absolutely have something that no one else does, like, you know, Phil Hendry, for instance. I think that he's an incredibly talented talk show host. And
yeah, but the Arbitron numbers didn't vary out.
Is that right?
Well,
just because I think somebody has talent doesn't mean that they'll necessarily be successful.
I think,
right?
I have to agree that Phil Hendry is extraordinarily talented. I think that Glenn Beck is extraordinarily talented, too. But,
yeah,
you know, doesn't mean I agree with their politics.
All right, there's more coming up here, including an email from someone who starts their email saying, "Dear Nutcases." We'll finish
that.
Got
the right guys.
Yeah, we'll finish that up here in a few moments. And you can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you can use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you can call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. This is SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with over 500,000 posts. Thousands of people interacting there over at bbs.freetalklive.com. And it's totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com.
The 12-year process of public education has a dramatic effect on the mind of a child. When we enter school, many of our best personal attributes are already in place. We're curious, innovative, unique, creative, and hopeful in ways that many of us are rarely able to replicate throughout the rest of our lives. But over time, school sucks those natural gifts out of too many people and replaces them with predictability, obedience, and apathy. Oh, and it's funded by theft. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more.
SchoolSucksProject.com. You know what? I've actually been meaning to listen to the School Sucks podcast because I've heard nothing but raves about it. I've heard just great things. In fact, he's the guy that does that, Brett, I think is his name.
Mm-hmm.
He has appeared on the Complete Liberty podcast as a co-host a number of times. So I've actually heard him, and he's very intelligent, sounded good to me. So I imagine he does his own show very well. Of course, the Complete Liberty podcast is also a good one. We've got that one on at libertyradionetwork.com, and I'm probably going to add the School Sucks one as soon as I get a chance to actually sample it and plug it in and do all that.
Jason Osborne thinks it's great.
Very good. That's a good endorsement right there. Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. So let's jump into the email box here, and then we'll tell you about a tattooed murderer if we get a chance and what's happening to him in the courtroom. But first, we go to Eric, who starts out his email by writing, "Dear Nutcases, I emailed you before, and you got great laughs from my emails, but I've been listening to you and have found the ultimate flaw in your anarchist argument."
Wait a minute. I'm not an anarchist.
Nor am I. He says, "You call it volunteerism." Well, I call it voluntarism, and I don't call it...
That might have been the spell checker.
Could be. Anyway, but we all know.
I don't necessarily call myself a voluntarist either.
He says, we all know that it's anarchism. You claim that you believe in something called the non-aggression principle. You believe in that, don't you, Mark?
I do believe in the non-aggression principle, sure. Let's rattle it off real quick. I don't believe in using force in order to gain anything for myself, be it political or monetary or whatever. I don't think it's right to force people to do things if they haven't used force on someone else.
Julia, are you in agreement with the non-aggression principle?
Yes.
In fact, I would go further than the non-aggression principle to say that, because the non-aggression principle kind of suggests that once force is used upon you, you can just go crazy and,
justifiable to use it back.
And shoot back. It doesn't really talk about, responding to a concomitant level of force, as far as if there's a little girl stepping on your flowers out in front of your house, you don't have the right to blow her head off. You have the right to stop her from stepping on your flowers, maybe by moving her off of your flowers or something like that, or having somebody handle that situation, but you certainly don't have the right to use excessive force. Plus, the non-aggression principle doesn't really talk about how to deal with the government's force, because you can use the excuse that, well, the government's using force against me, so therefore I can use force back against them and take out the government agents, which a lot of liberty-minded people fantasize about, and I think that's very destructive because it leads to more violent fantasies, and that leads to possibly actually using violence against the state, which won't actually do anything to achieve liberty. It will just crush you. They will crush you under their boot, and you will not ever see liberty in your lifetime if you use that. And the non-aggression principle doesn't really address that at all. So anyway, just as an aside. So he says, you claim that you believe in something called the non-aggression principle, which says you won't aggress against anyone, but your anarchist fantasy is aggression against people. Here is why. I want government to do some things. I want this in my life, and I am not alone. That's certainly true. And if you get rid of government, you are aggressing against me and anyone who wants government.
Well, what's this gentleman's name?
Eric.
Eric. If I want a Porsche, and I want the government to give it to me, then they have to get the money from somewhere. And if they take it from you, that's fine with me. And if you don't want to give it to me, it's force, and you're stealing from me, and stealing from the government. I mean, what kind of nonsense statement is that, Eric?
Well, I can understand it from the perspective that if you're changing his society, his little government redistribution world where government does whatever the hell he wants government to do, then you are in some way, if you use the political system, for instance, and this is one of the reasons why Dale is very against using the political system, because he doesn't want to force his viewpoint of voluntarism against anybody that doesn't want that. And I can understand that. I can understand that. So that's why I say that anybody that wants someone to tell them what to do should absolutely be free to have that happen in their lives.
In my fantasy land, and I would never call myself an anarchist either, but in my fantasy land, I guess if I could have it any way I wanted, I like the idea of there being just communities that have different rules that they set for themselves. So, Eric, you can live in the place where you get the government you want, but because you want government, why should I have to have it as well? Why can't I live in Keene, New Hampshire?
Because Porsche ownership is a natural human right.
So I think that's something that people confuse often when they think of like anarchism. They automatically assume that I want this for everyone, and that's just not the case. I just want to be free.
Right.
I don't care what you do.
I want freedom for everyone who wants it. Don't be confused, Eric. If you want to be tyrannized, then you can have all of that. There's always going to be somebody out there that wants to tell you what to do.
If you look in, say, American history, where there was a higher level of freedom in the past, there have been, and there still are, all kinds of examples of people, communities growing up in certain fashion. I just recently watched a documentary on the Shakers. These are they're called the Shaking Quakers, and they took their level of community that the Quakers had and took it one step further. They took a vow of celibacy and lived in giant communal buildings
and make furniture
and all kinds of things. Everything they did for the glory of God, and probably because they were just hard up as hell. But they did their little thing there, and they lived in the best example of working communism that the world has ever seen. They had communist societies that they voluntarily set up, and they're still been so successful that their investment in their communities still supports the few people that call themselves Shakers at this point.
So not successful enough to actually still be going in some...
Well, they don't breed, man.
Oh, yeah, there's that. They shook themselves right out of existence. Hey, so now he's going to tell us a little bit more about what he wants. If I want, he says, to live in a drug-free society, and so do many others, and you succeed in eliminating government...
Really? You want to live in a drug-free society? How's that going?
And you succeed in eliminating government, then you are aggressing against everyone who wants a government that fights drug pushers and drug users.
Oh, I see. Now the government has to fight drug pushers and drug users. Wait a minute. Which drug pushers and drug users are you talking about? Are you talking about Merck? Are you talking about...
No. You potheads.
Oh, I see. It's the people that sell
crack smokers,
dried out plants.
That's right. He says, if I want to live in a society that's free from terrorism, and so do many others, you succeed in eliminating government, then you are aggressing against everyone who wants a government that fights terrorism at home and abroad.
He keeps on using these dichotomous terms. I want a world that's free of terrorism, too. I'm just of the opinion that the government creates it.
I'm of the opinion that the government are terrorists. Because the definition of terrorism is violence for the purpose of politics, essentially, the purpose of seeing your political beliefs enacted. And that's what government does. Anyway, he says, if I want to live in a society, well, you get the point. And I have proven that your volunteerism and anarchism is aggression. And by the way, every time he writes aggression, it's in all caps. Just like the anarchist that killed that one president a long time ago. You remember that one president?
William McKinley. William McKinley.
Now I have...
But you see, this is the thing is, but for one thing, now he's deciding to call him, that guy, an anarchist. I mean, you didn't claim to be an anarchist.
No.
And he's claiming that you are. Well, can't I claim that he is? I mean, really, what's the difference between what we have today and an anarchist nation where a giant gang is in control and you get to vote on who's in charge of the gang?
That's what it is. It is a giant gang. It's a gang with a wonderful PR campaign. A gang that actually runs indoctrination centers to brainwash people into believing that they're not a gang. They've done a great job. 800-259-9231. But Eric is not done with his email. We will finish it up here in moments and take your calls if you make them about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. He gets religious with us here in a moment.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show the death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit ComicShopLocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers. You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just a bunch of nutcases here with you tonight. Ian in the studio.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can visit our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them away. And so enjoy them on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the things you can do is become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more talk radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the program, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. We hit 60 affiliates last week, and I can tell you we wouldn't even be close to that number if it weren't for our Free Talk Live amplifiers. You guys make it possible. Thank you to everybody who is currently amping the show and anybody who's amped in the past, no matter how long it was for. Because sometimes people drop off due to financial difficulty or whatever, you know, things are happening in their life and they have to cancel for some reason. But thanks for everybody who's ever amped. And if you haven't done it yet, please join up and get some perks like access to the Amp Only podcast, chat room, forum, and more. Get all the details, PayPal or any major credit card, some of the alternative options as well. We'll get you signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com.
But now, if you amp the show, you're aggressing against Eric.
You might very well be, because by, you'd be connected to this radio show, which advocates in many ways for either a much smaller government from Mark's perspective, or in my case, absolutely none. And Julia, I don't really know exactly where you're at with your perspective on the state. I mean, you're pretty much against it, or how do you feel
yes.
about that?
Like I sort of said earlier, I guess I would call myself a voluntarist. I just like the idea of people living in small communities or larger communities, if they like, and sort of making their own rules for.
I do too. That way, Eric can have the all kinds of fascist rules if him and his fascist buddies agree, right?
Right. I just want everybody to be free to do whatever they want, even if that means, I don't know, letting people tell them what to do or whatever. That's cool.
Right.
I don't care.
Freedom can actually mean more restrictions, because if 100% of the people in an area agree on having a very restrictive society, you know, some sort of ultra-religious-based restrictive covenant society, they absolutely should be free to make those rules.
Right. But Eric says that if you take away his thesis here is that if you take away the government that is funded by force that we have today, that you're in fact aggressing against him,
right, because he wants government to do certain things.
Right, and if you take that thesis and you apply it to everybody else, from every other political spectrum, that means that anybody who changes the government in any way, so if you vote for a new president, if you vote for somebody who's not the incumbent, then you're aggressing against him. And honestly, I think you could still use this same thesis and apply it to the opposite, which is if you don't vote for the things that I want and change the government in the way that I want, then you're aggressing against me. I'm sorry.
So if you don't do exactly what Eric wants, then it's aggression against Eric.
That's the way it is. Eric wants something. He's willing to steal to get it. If currently, we steal to get the things that Eric
I
wants.
I don't steal.
Well, the government steals to get things that Eric wants, and he
and some things he probably doesn't want.
Absolutely true, but he'd be aggressing if he wanted to change that.
Which is very strange, because he's basically saying, on one hand, you shouldn't be an anarchist because you're aggressing, but on the other hand, you also shouldn't use the system to change the system because that's aggression as well. Let me continue with his email. He says, ha-ha, now that I have destroyed your viewpoint...
All your bases are ours!
I added the ha-ha. But anyway, now that I have destroyed your viewpoint, what are you going to do? If you are moral people, here is what you will do. All right? He's going to lay it out for you now. You will reject your violent volunteerism and support the very best, in all caps, political candidates that are closest, in all caps, to your views and, in all caps, who have a real, in all caps, chance of getting elected. So you are supposed to use the system.
I generally do that, but I don't see how that's not aggressing against him.
No, Mark, you haven't supported people that have a real chance of getting elected. You supported Ron Paul. He didn't have a real chance of getting
elected.
He doesn't
say that. I thought he did.
He'll give you a suggestion here in a moment. He says, if you admit that I am right, this means you will vote for someone like Sarah Palin, for example.
That's funny.
She's close to your viewpoint, right?
No.
What about Barack Obama? He's close, right?
No.
No? Well, then who do you vote for then?
Sarah Palin has been the enigma for me. Of the four crap heads that were running for office, in 2008 for the presidential seat, Sarah Palin was my favorite of the
Are
four
crap
heads.
Are you sure you just don't think she's hot?
Yeah, he just wants to jump her bones.
She really doesn't do much for me. She's a little too plasticky. But, I
doesn't do much was the key word. She does a little bit for you. Huh?
I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm just saying that. Either way, I think that she, to me, she was the most attractive of the candidates, but not Ron Paul and not by a long shot. So
he says, but you won't. What you will do is read this email on the air with some stupid fake accent. I didn't do any accents for this.
You just did for the last segment, actually.
But you won't. You'd read this fake accent. You're dummies.
And you'll laugh all the way to a communist empire with Barack Obama as your leader.
Look, if you don't want Barack Obama, Eric, you're aggressing against me. I mean, it's a stupid thesis, Eric. I'm sorry. It doesn't work. But I would like to point out, Eric, that your vote, when you voted for whatever the candidate was that you voted for, and I'll take John McCain as a guess, there in whatever town you were in, didn't matter. It didn't count. It didn't do crap because you lost. McCain didn't win. So your vote didn't count. Ha, ha, ha.
He says, I do have hope that you will change your views and realize I am right.
Look, unless you support secession of your state, I do not agree with you.
I can suggest a way to make this happen. Now I'm going to bring the accent in. Read the Bible and accept Jesus. Accept spelled E-X-C-E-P-T.
Accepted Jesus.
Read the Bible and accept Jesus as your Savior.
Well, the Bible wouldn't really be much good if you accepted Jesus from it, right? I mean,
except as in taken out.
At that point, it then becomes not only a ludicrous document, but an immoral ludicrous document as far as I'm concerned.
The reason I keep emailing you is because I realize... Yes, this is his sentence here. The reason I keep emailing you is because I realize is that I am not disagreeing with you. I am disagreeing with the powers and principalities that are infesting your brain.
So that's demons. That's a biblical verse. The powers and principalities and rulers in heavenly places. This is the idea that demons are sticking pitchforks in our brains and making us do whatever it is that we do, which doesn't really make a lot of sense since demons are not considered creative beings. God creates. Demons can't. So how is it that they can get in your brain and do anything? That doesn't really make any sense. I suppose you could say that they might be able to move things in the corporeal world, but how can they change my mind or something. That doesn't really, to me, it's the weakest argument on the idea of spirits, ghosts, goblins, and angels and demons.
And what this guy probably doesn't know is that if you had met Mark 5 or 6 years ago, he probably would have voted for Sarah Palin or somebody like Sarah Palin.
Yeah, it's true. I was just a regular old Republican about 5 years ago.
That's before you became demonically possessed. These ideas of volunteerism and non-aggression.
Working in the same studio with you will certainly do it.
Those demons are in favor of non-aggression.
I'm sorry that the ideas of liberty are just too powerful for one to sit here and advocate for violence against other people.
Well,
it's difficult.
It's funny to me that he called you and what you think violent because, in my opinion, this position is the most moral, loving, caring position that you can come from.
And Sarah Palin, I think, advocated for bombing the Ukraine to the Stone Age
and
or something like that.
I don't like Obama either, and I didn't vote for Obama, and I don't like communism, so...
Right, it's a false... He's in this dichotomy, this false choice paradigm.
If I would have voted
if you're against Sarah Palin, you must be in favor of Obama and in favor of communism.
If I would have voted for Barack Obama or voted for John McCain or voted for Mickey Mouse, it wouldn't have changed the election at all because, well, sorry, that's not how our electoral process works.
God bless you and God bless the USA. In Christ, Eric Klafschneckel. P.S. Get saved seriously. Let's go to your phone calls. Jackson Charleston listening to WVTS. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Jack, what's on your mind?
Well, I was, what you were talking about government earlier to kind of digressed somewhere else. But government here in the United States was established on economic reasons.
Jack, I'm going to have to ask you to wrap up your thoughts in 20 seconds.
Well, what I'm saying is that there was the political philosophy of John Adams and a couple other philosophers of capitalism, and that was what was basically behind revolution and the foundation of our government. And I'll let you all take it from there.
Appreciate it, Jack. Thank you for the call tonight. Tonight it has been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We will return tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition. Look forward to talking to you then. And, of course, you can talk to us about whatever you want. That's the point of the program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Make a note. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.